All right, hold to order the chat meeting. It is a public notice. Any comments from anybody?
Any visitors have any comment?
Anybody? All right, the purpose of SHAC is to take care of the kids, employees, families, mental, physical, emotional, across the board. It's kind of what we try to do. This year we did the Healthy Family Night, which I think was a huge success.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it went very well. We also did immunization clinic, flu shot clinic. Ms. Bradshaw covered lots of psychosocial topics.
We just had a summer safety assembly, which included water safety and gun safety.
Yeah.
We also had somebody come in and do fifth grade technology safety as well before we released for summer.
And sexual abuse awareness.
It's definitely needed.
Ms. Bradshaw is working on a care closet with Nurse Lewis as well. So I think that's something important.
I love.
Have that going into next year where if they need anything. Soap, deodorant, shampoo, underwear, socks, clothes,
laundry.
I was going to say, we're going to have laundry detergent as well.
Exciting.
We're going to have it over there where clothes already are, kind of along that.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited for that. Any new topics for next year that anybody would like to have see started or see continued or changed?
On my schedule for SEL, I tried to put each topic that was each month, and I tried to color code it so that it made sense. But if there's any other format that you would like that in, or if there are any topics that I'm not covering that you wish I would, I would love to hear about that.
Oh, I was going to tell you, Ms. Bradshaw, when we do, I was doing the CPR with the eighth graders this year, and they still remember doing the Heimlich Heroes.
Yay!
So, yeah, they still even kind of remembered the technique.
Good.
Yay!
It's
still
Heimlich part of your career.
Yeah. Or it's part of the CPR part of it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I was like, oh, they do remember.
Another thing we want to document. Last week we had staff CPR and AED first aid training for those staff members that needed that.
Mm-hmm.
Last time we talked about checking into the Heart Heroes program.
Yes, and I've got some more information on that. I haven't heard back yet.
Would you tell them kind of what the Heart Heroes program is?
The Heart Heroes is a program through Cooks. They will help train all staff members on hands-only CPR. And they will also help provide, from my understanding, they'll also help provide AEDs, anything like that, that are needed free of charge. Or from what I understand, the CPR is definitely free of charge, and then they help out with AEDs as needed. It's an amazing program. They started it out because of a student who had passed away because of school staff not being trained are not having the proper equipment on site. So parents started working with cooks to get this trained. So it's an amazing program. One of their parents, I spoke with cooks about it before, and then one of our parents also brought it to us as well. So I'm going to try to get working on getting that implemented for next year.
And the other thing that we talked about was making sure on our CSE, and just a minute, y'all remind me, and to add jump rope for a heart on page 12. We don't have it in our CSE, is something that we do.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Anybody thinks of anything else they would like to see covered or see done, Shaq do, or anything like that, just share them on the smoke. Yes, I am so excited about the care closet. I think it's going to be an amazing, a huge help. So sweet. All right. Well, Shaq meeting is adjourned.
Is that your quickest one?